This is attorney Anthony Push with the Push & Win Law Firm. We get big results on even the most unlikely of cases. Give us a call today at 833-PUSH-WIN.
Or visit us online at pushwin.com. That's P-U-S-H-W-I-N.com.
We push, you win.
104.1 KRBE. My name is Todd the Fry, and joining me in the Zoom interview, Cascada, welcome in. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. There's a lot to get to in a short amount of time. You've sold over 30 million records worldwide, 15 million digital downloads. You have millions of views on YouTube. There's millions of accolades on your career. Do you ever have time to think about how successful you have been?
Certainly not. No. Good Lord. Are there people out there that think about their success all day long? I certainly don't.
Really? You never sitting back and like, I'm a pretty big deal.
No, not at all, to be fair. I'm very grounded, thank God. And it's only in these moments now when I do an interview with someone like yourself that you remind me of obviously my career and stuff like that. So it's really nice, you know, it's gives me a big ego.
we'll talk about the past and present. You got a lot going on. You're in Germany. We're in Texas. You're in Germany, right?
That's right. Yeah. I heard you. It's 10 o'clock in the morning where you are.
Yeah, very early here. What time is it over there?
It's 5 p.m. So late afternoon.
Happy hour over there.
Happy hour. That's right. I'm British. It's happy hour any hour.
That's fantastic. I feel like every country has gone through the past 15 months differently with this pandemic. Here in America, we're kind of back to normal, you would say. So how
are you already?
Yeah.
Packed
stadiums, bars are ready to go.
You're joking. I didn't know about that. I did hear that certain places have opened up a lot more and no more masks on the street or whatever. You know, I'm bloody waiting for that one. But the big packed stadium thing, I did not know about. That is what we're all waiting for, because obviously that is what's the biggest problem with being able to do my job. We've had our handcuffs on nearly a year and a half now.
So I was going to say, what's it been like over there during this pandemic?
Crap. It's just been crap. I've missed my job so much. And I must say, I mean, that you've got to try and see the positive. The only little positive thing is getting into these Zoom things now. You've been getting closer to people who are far away, because this has been made possible now that we can do interviews with the states, you know, you don't have to be there and stuff like that. But all in all, I really miss being on stage, and I miss seeing an audience in front of me and just that personal touch, you know, like that's what you really miss. That's why I'm not, even though I love doing these sort of little interviews and stuff on Zoom, but all in all, I did not do a lot of online musical stuff in this time. I mean, I wasn't saying I was depressed, but I just couldn't be asked to do any of that crap, really, because I'm like, I'm just going to twiddle my thumbs and wait for normal life to happen again, you know. So it's obviously looking up now, thank God. And I just want to get back to normal, you know.
Did you learn anything from the pandemic, from yourself? Did you do any self-reflecting, or was there anything that you learned from this whole entire, you know, we try to take the positive from a negative, so...
Yeah, man, that's deep.
I try to go deep, Cascada.
Yeah. I think all in all, it does make you appreciate what you have, because in a pandemic, every single person out there is in exactly the same situation. And then it really, you know, you really see the differences between how harsh it can be for some people and how in comparison easygoing it is for, say, someone like me. Sure, I've got a young kid at home who hasn't been at school half the time. That's tiring, whatever. But I also don't live in a one room flat with three young kids with no balcony. Do you know what I mean? And I don't live in a country where they locked us down, where we couldn't leave the house. Like, I have friends in Spain, places like that, or Italy, where they had that situation. And you really have to appreciate how your life is and how, you know, we're okay. Do you know what I mean? We all complain, and me definitely as well. But all in all, even though I had Corona as well last year, I'm still healthy. I haven't suffered from long COVID, and, you know, my family and friends are safe. And that's at the end of the day, that's the main thing, isn't it? That we're all safe and healthy. And, you know, God forbid, you know, it right. could have been a lot worse. So that's definitely made me think about things like that. You know, I rant about my job and not being able to do my job, but at the end of the day, God, at least I'm not starving like some poor people out there, you know?
100% correct. Let's talk about some fun things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in the past. I'm going to be honest. So I started radio in Tampa, Florida, and your song, Every Time We Touch, kind of got me into radio because I was in the studio and we played your song. It was a hit all over the country.
Lovely.
And I was like, man, this is kind of awesome. This song and just hearing it in the speakers in the studio and introducing it was kind of awesome. Talk about the success of that song. It's still played in the clubs. I got DJ friends. My good friend DJ Bazzoni played it in a bar here in Texas probably 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
We're still dancing to it and still enjoying it.
Yeah.
The success of Every Time We Touch. Talk about that.
Well, I mean, it is crazy, and it's these tiny stories that you tell me, like your mate, it just, you know, span it. He spun it in a bar or in a club 2 weeks ago. I'm not there to witness those things. So those stories, or when people post their videos in their stories on Instagram, and I see them all jumping around to it in their homes or even in a disco, in a bar somewhere, that's the sort of thing that makes you realize how much that song has gone around the world. I mean, how often am I tagged in college, you know, when they do the football teams or the cheerleading stuff and they use the song, or, you know, like in stadiums or sports stadiums, they play Every Time We Touch quite a bit to get the people, you know, energized for the teams and stuff. It's a huge honor, you know, to be behind that track. And, you know, the one sort of story that always sticks out for me is that when Frank and I, my manager, when we landed in I think it was the first time at JFK in New York, I was still completely unknown, really. The music was more known than little old me. And I remember us getting in a yellow cab and it came on the radio. And, you know, like the poor man, the driver, he didn't have a clue, you know, about it. And, you know, I'm the last person that would mention it. That's me, by the way, you know.
right. That's my song.
Those are the sort of things that have happened, you know. But, yeah, the weirdest sort of thing when you have a song like that is when you're somewhere yourself and they put the song on. They either have seen that you're there and they put it on purpose because they want to, you know, do you a favor or something.
Right.
But sometimes it just comes on anyway, and you slowly just get people sort of turning around and looking at you because they want to see your reaction. And it's like, there's no way that I would like start dancing to my own song or something. I would find that really sort of embarrassing somehow, because it's like, gosh, she's full of herself, she's dancing to her own song. But it's been a trip, and the fact, you know, I'm really grateful to this day, people on stage, you know, pre-pandemic and hopefully post-pandemic, they'll sing it loud and proud with me. I always do a bit of an a cappella start to it before I do the track, and they know the words, man, every single word. And
correct.
It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's. I was just on YouTube earlier, and Duke University in North Carolina, here in America.
I know them.
They do a pregame, and you did a commencement video to their graduation in 2020.
Which was fun.
Huge, like it's crazy. That song has gone. It's gone so far, and it's been such a big deal. So congrats on that.
Thank you.
Do you have any song? You have hundreds of song. Miracle, What Hurts the Most. Is there any song that you like performing more than any other?
Oh, I do get asked that question quite a bit, and I find it really hard to answer because I do, you'd say if we take what hurts the most, that'll always be a favorite of mine because I can really go out on myself vocally and just really smash it out. And I've, as a singer, do, especially when you do dance music, that is something you sort of pride yourself in. You can actually show everyone that you're actually a vocalist as well. But say something like Every Time We Touch, you know, that's unbeatable because of the reactions of the crowd, you know, like something like that. But for me, like something like Evacuate the Dance Floor, I love performing that song. I love the start of it because it just gets people excited in the first few, you know, beats. And yeah, it's just a really cool pop song that people enjoy as well. But I think I could probably find something positive about every track that I perform, really. But yeah, from that point of view, I think that that hopefully answers your question.
Let's talk new music. You have something new on the horizon. One Last Dance, correct?
That's right. Yeah, that, it's a collaboration this time. Yeah, with Chance X.
And it's going to be out in a matter of hours your time, but here on June 4th, which will
so
be
I guess
couple-
with you guys tomorrow. Well, yes. No, same for us too, isn't it? We do have the same day today, isn't it? The 4th.
Yeah, yeah. We all share the same day. It's Thursday, right?
You guys have to wait a little longer. Yes, the release is tomorrow or tonight at midnight. And I'm really excited. You know, I mean, now because we're just a day beforehand, the fans have heard some snippets and stuff and they seem to be quite excited. And I'm always excited when there's a new release coming out, especially at the moment. You can't do anything else except bring some new music out because we can't perform anywhere or promote it. But, you know, I'll cross my fingers that in a few months' time, I'll be back on stage and then we can maybe play it on stage and have people see what they really think.
Well, that was my next question. You were teasing touring on your social media. So like touring, that's going to be a thing?
It's looking up. And I say this very, very cautiously because of this whole situation, but it's looking really positive that I'll be back on stage in August, maybe even in July. I'm hoping that some Scandinavian countries are opening up that we can do some, you know, some events. And definitely in the UK, you've probably heard about Freedom Day on the 21st of June. So I'm crossing my fingers that we can get back on stage somewhere. And I cannot wait. I'm literally like, how do you say that when you do that in the ground? Like you want to, when horses are just about to leave.
Yeah,
that's
how
I feel. I'm rearing to go.
Well, here in America, we're open up. So if you feel for, like, do you ever plan to do some things here?
We actually want to tour the States again. It's been a plan for about a year and a half now. And then pandemic hit. So obviously we couldn't make it happen, say this year. But it's actually a pretty serious plan for us to start touring maybe next year and come back to the States. I mean, we used to be over there where you are all the time. And, you know, I'd be excited to get back in the American clubs and see the American people. That'd be amazing if we're allowed in.
Houston, Texas, we will open the doors for you.
Yay! As long as we're vaccinated. We'll come vaccinated, promise. Yeah,
fully vaxxed. We're good. Cascada, my name is Tyler Fry. I do the night show 104.1 KRBE in Houston, Texas. And I appreciate you taking the time out here and chatting it up.
Yeah, thanks ever so much for having me on the show. Fantastic.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you.
Hey, do you want to do any liners or anything?
Is this going to be video as well, or is it just audio?
No, it's audio and video.
Yeah. Oh, it's video as well.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so excellent.
The video will go on our YouTube channel and our website, and the audio will also be on our podcast channel and our website.
I think it's nice when you can do that nowadays anyway, and, you know, even though it's radio, but to show a you know, a video as well, I think that's nice.
Yeah, would you mind doing just a line or two?
Not at all. What do you want me to say?
Just say...
we can...
Mumbles, what's up?
Mumbles.
That's
sorry.
That's his name. He's on our morning show.
Okay.
Our breakfast.
It must be a nickname, right?
Well, yeah, he mumbles.
So
we call Frank the Tank, so we all have our nicknames.
Frank the Tank.
Sorry, Frank. Cat's out of the bag. Frank. They called me Nat the Rat. You don't want to know why.
Nat the Rat.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, we're good.
You're good for to record?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, just say like something like, "Hi, it's Cascada, and you're listening to 104.1 KRBE.
104.1. Sorry, I have to write this down because I forget. 104.1 RBE.
KRBE.
Oh, sorry. KRBE. Kirby.
Yep.
Is this going to be video, the liner too, or can I read it off because that's just audio?
This will just be audio. I'm going to cut this part of the interview out. So this, you don't have to look into the camera.
Okay, cool. I'll just read it off then.
Read it as.
Ready?
Yes.
Hey, everyone. It's Natalie from Cascada here, and you're listening to 104.1 KRBE. Oh, KRBE. KRBE. Sorry, I'll do it again. Hey, everyone, it's Natalie from Cascada here, and you're listening to 104.1 KRBE.
Perfect. Killed it.
Yay. Well, the second one, at least.
Yeah, we'll put this on our website, and I'm going to put some of this on my radio show, and we'll put it on social media, and we'll tag you in it. And
yeah, definitely. Is it something that, do you know whether Europe can actually see it? Can they access it? Do you know that?
I would have.
Oh, on our YouTube.
YouTube, okay. Because we did something like this recently with the States, and no, I was tagging everyone and, you know, posting it on social media, and no, none of the people in Europe could access it, which is a bit of a shame.
Right.
But you know, if they can watch it on YouTube and stuff, then that's perfect.
I would assume on our YouTube, and then we'll put it on our Instagram and Twitter and
cool.
So Twitter, yeah. We'll share that YouTube.
You know, tag me or send Frank what I need to tag you guys or whatever, and then I can post on it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Natalie. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Take care. Thank you. Have a great morning.
You as well.